Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the
breeze. Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you on this glorious Thursday. And of course, yesterday, one of the biggest rallies in quite a while, and it definitely related to the Trump speech from Tuesday, and of course, what a speech it was. I think that you look at it, and you have to be proud to be an American when a person like that can put together a speech. I thought that was really. Really, really good, and I think that you take the views that here's the man who defeated all odds to get there, and is still considered a lot of things, and there's a lot of people that don't like the personality. However, he did run the table and took on all challengers, and now has become someone who has said on many occasions that he would like to get everybody to work together. And of course, we are having an issue getting people to work together. But certainly you could look at the $3 trillion in wealth that has been created since his election. The stock markets are happy and going higher, witnessed by a 3,000 points in value, but B, the relentless effort to push markets higher. Now, again, I don't think that these markets can last at these levels the way that they're going, but certainly for now, you cannot complain or worry about them. They continue to go higher, so there's no reason to get in the way of it. But it is all based on, shockingly, the stuff that we talk about here on the Bubba Show all the time, which is the ability to let businesses be businesses, the ability to actually have free markets and let the markets do their thing. And I think that is something that you have the feeling as a investor, as a business person, as a trader, that they're going to let the markets be as free as they can. Now, we know that there are certain things that some manipulation and some price fixing type stuff is never going to leave. But that's okay because that's okay because that's just the way things go. But basically, you're seeing that the lack of regulation, how positive that is for the market. You're seeing that the markets and the banks and the people that use banks are thrilled that we may very well be able to, get through without these onerous regulations, because at the end of the day, if you look at it and you go, well, the regulations are hurting they're in place for the average guy. That is not true. The regulations are in place are really to destruct the little guy. The regulations are more of a hindrance to the average guy than they are not. Now, think about it this way. And this is where I really get upset with all the regulators and all the bull that goes on, okay? If you are a human being that runs a business, you should be able to make your own decision based on what you see. So the banks or the organizations that we are supposedly being protected by should not be a problem. We should not need people to regulate them, because we should be able to make that decision by simply looking at what they're doing and making our decision if we agree with what they want to do. So all of the regulation that's supposed to be in place for you is really not in place for you. It's for them. And really what the regulations have done is they have destroyed small business. They have destroyed the little guy. They have destroyed the small bank, because that's really the plan behind regulation. It's not to help. They can go on a mountaintop and yell how they're looking out for the independent consumer, but they're not looking out for you and me. That's a bunch of garbage. That's a bunch of crap. The regulators are looking for ways to generate more income for themselves by going after these people and creating a situation. Because, again, one of the things we should know as Americans is we're free. And we are free to make a decision. Now, has the regulators been able to stop the Ponzi schemes that go on? No. Has the regulators been able to stop the other things going on? No. All right. So you tell me. I mean, I'm still convinced that there's some regulators that were in with Bernie Madoff. There is no way that Ponzi scheme should have been able to operate the way it did without somebody knowing what was going on. So if you're going to continue to look at this and believe that they're actually doing it for your own interest, then you're wrong, because they're not in it for us. They're in it for them, and they're in it because they can do things and they can create turbulence and they can go out and clip organizations out of money. Because they can go to, you know, when they go after the big guys, they just pay a big fine and they move on, basically creating revenue. So it's more of a business. I mean, they'll go after, you know, little places with these big audits and these big fiduciary responsibilities. Now, I know one thing, okay? You, me, we should be able to make our own fiduciary decision based on the information that we have, knowing what risk we are. Now, the biggest thing I can always tell you is when you look at a deal and the deal looks too good to be true, well, you can bet it probably is too good to be true. You know, if you remember that nobody gives away nothing for nothing, all right, you can figure out that the setup is not right. And that's where we run into trouble. But that has nothing to do with the laws or the regulations set in place, because they don't protect us from that. And certainly they don't give us our money back if we do get involved there. So what we have to remember is that by lifting these regulations, it frees up more of a free market. And that is what this country was built on, was free markets and capitalism. And you've taken that away. And certainly if you look at the left, which we'll talk about a little later, that has been more of the problem because of what they've done, not instead of. So we'll come back after the break and talk more about this. But this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, when you miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show as well as The Sporting Edge. And not only do you get that, but you get all the content you need right there at Liberty Talk. And, of course, my brand new Bubba's Bottom Line podcast, which is video done on a weekly basis, is available to you at bubbatrading.com. Make sure you go check it out. Let me know what you think. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break with more The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and here we are, and getting close to March Madness, and we've already started, we started March Madness with on February 28th with the big speech and the address of the join houses on Tuesday with our guy Donald Trump. And of course, I think that there was a lot of great things to come out of that. And I think we also saw some things that were extremely embarrassing. If you're an American, you can't help but be embarrassed by the action of the left. You can't help but be embarrassed at some of the comments that have come out after the speech from Schumer and Pelosi and their idiocy. It's really beyond, I think they're beyond hope, in my opinion. The party, the current party, as it stands, is just a total disaster. And it's a shame because, you know, one of the things, if we go back a number of years, you know, the parties are very similar way back in the day. And, you know, there was some differences, but they were not so far apart. But the left has gone just so over the top. And it really should tell you something as an American, that they don't have your best interest at heart. They have their own interest at heart. And I think this is something that nobody's really talking about. But to me, it's very obvious that they're not worried about me. They're worried about themselves. And they're worried about the monies that they can glom out of the system. Because as we take away these regulations, as we start to look at the things that Trump is doing, the businessman Trump, right? He's running a business, which all of a sudden has brought some excitement to Wall Street and to the economy. Because people are getting excited. They are stepping up to the plate, trying to maybe spend a little bit more money. But you've got, you know, the Schumers and Pelosi's of the world that want to make every word that Donald Trump says a negative. And we cannot continue to work in an economy and work in a country when the leaders, let's say the competitive leaders, I guess we'll call them, continue to try to bash and are looking under every stone trying to create havoc instead of saying, hey, we lost. Let's do a better job. Let's rebuild ourselves. And, you know, let's try to make something better out of it. You know, let's make America better. Let's work to earn back the trust of the American people. I mean, you know, when you look at it, you know, if you were to make a betting price on, you know, on which party, well, you know, you would think that there's more, it's just shown by the popular vote, there's more Democrats. Of course, that's the way that they're situated. But again, we have to decide, you know, are we worried about more regulation, about more spending, about more throwing money in the garbage can? Or are we worried about running a business and making America run like a fine tooth or a fine machine? Okay. And that's where I think you've missed out is we're fighting against progress. We're fighting against the opportunity to really make America great again. Now, listen, there is no dispute that America is the greatest place on earth. However, we have seen over the past few years, and, you know, I would say we've seen, you know, over the past 25 or 30 years, the falling apart of America financially because we continue to want to build bubbles because we want to continue to build things that just cannot be sustained, all under the guise of using the Federal Reserve to print more money and not keep a budget. You know, we talk about this a lot, and the budget, you know, the sequestration, the debt ceilings, you know, these are things that should not be a part of the issue. But of course, when you have the left in control, they want to keep spending because they want to keep the entitlement programs going on. And, you know, this is where you end up with the bigger issue, whereas now you have a businessman in there. And realize this, and it's not a lot of money, but neither Trump nor his cabinet are taking any pay for doing these jobs. Now, again, it's not that big much money in the big scheme of life, but they're there to do one thing. They're there to try to make America better. Okay, as Trump and his speech is always make America great again. And there is so many things that can be done to make America great. And it starts right here at home. It starts right here with creating the environment that the left is trying to keep us from, which is small business. Now, why would anybody want to eliminate small business? It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's not logical, because small business is really the foundation of America. You know, Apple wasn't always Apple. Microsoft wasn't always Microsoft. You know, we didn't start out as billionaires. Companies built, and they were able to build on the backs of hard work and the opportunity for their employees to make a lot of money. They were able to build on the opportunity of sweat equity, because they didn't have so many ridiculous regulations in their way. They didn't have the continuing bashing of the dollar, the continuing manipulation of currency. What we've seen happen here is we've gone from a business to almost a dictatorship, because of the way that they are able to manipulate the capital, the way they're able to manipulate the rules that basically say, okay, screw the middle class, screw the guys who want to be in business, let's out-regulate them or over-regulate them out of business. Now, again, I don't know about you, but I look at that and I go, that's a shame. That's embarrassing that you want to really eliminate your middle class. Because we are the ones that create wealth. We are the ones that take a small company that starts in a garage and has the opportunity to build it into a monster company. You know, Facebook started in a college dorm. All right. But when you start to bring in more of these ridiculous regulations that make it harder, and you make everything harder, what you've done is you've effectively destroyed great jobs, great opportunity, and the ability to be successful, because you're basically shutting the door on success. Now, who would want to shut the door on success? I think that when you look at that and you talk about the success of America, it was built by people who had independence. It was built by those who decided that they could step up and do something better. And what we've done now is we've taken away that opportunity. We've taken away that ability. We've taken away everything that this country was built on, has been slowly destroyed by the government, by the Federal Reserve, and by all parties involved. You think about that, and you tell me again. If you disagree, you feel free. You can debate me right on air, anytime you want. But that's the way that I see it, and I see sadness, but I do now see happiness, because I think that that's going to change. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, but in the meantime, libertytalk.fm, the only place you need to go for everything, but of course, that's where you download the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge. And of course, bubbatrading.com allows you to download my podcast, as well as all the other information I put up there for you. We're going to step out here for a break. This is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. ¶¶ What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, obviously, we're talking a lot about the speech and the left and the right. But as we step out here in between, this is where I always talk to Rural Rally Radio, Marlon Bowling, as RFD TV. So let's go hear what I had to tell Marlon. Let's go there right now.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. And Todd, thank you for joining us here. Well, we're starting out on a firm note once again here on a Wednesday.
Good morning, Marlon, and it's always great to be here with you. And, yeah, it is a little bit firmer, but I think, you know, yesterday's close in the grains was a little bit to the weaker side, and I would not be surprised to see that again today. I think that they got caught a little bit in a short squeeze yesterday, and I think that you know, again, I'm a big fan. I think we're going higher, but I think we're going lower first. And I think, you know, we need to see some lower prices. And I'm still believing that soybeans are going to probably play with that 10 to 10-10 level before it's all said and done.
For our listeners across the country that may not be familiar with what you mean when you say a short squeeze, maybe you can explain that here for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, sure. It seemed to me that there was many speculators were on the short side of these grain markets, you know, coming in. You could see by the trade at the end of last week, and it seemed to me they were building a big position. And we all know when they can't get it to go any lower, if they're selling them, then there's a spring back. And a short covering rally is usually what we would call a panic rally, which is when you see these very big spike moves out of nowhere. That's usually meant for, it comes from usually panic and people chasing up the market afraid. And basically the way we state it is that the price and time become irregardless and people just need to get out, and they just start firing to get out and don't care where they push them to. And we saw that big move yesterday that actually failed and really sold off fairly good into the close. So that's, but a short squeeze is when people are short trying to get out and they don't care about price. They don't care about time. They just want to get out. And I think we saw a little bit of that yesterday afternoon.
Is that sometimes driven by the markets moving a little more than expected and it starts picking off stops, and then it's like a snowball rolling downhill or uphill in this case?
Well, it does pick off stops, but I think really what it is, it's a realization when you believe that a market is going to go in one direction and it stops and you continue to try to push it in that direction, and all of a sudden it will not go there anymore. You get one of these, we would call, like I said, we would call that a short squeeze in this case from the short side. And I think they kept trying to push down, but you saw corn hold up like a real trooper at about 365. You saw wheat hold at its level, and even beans held, you know, in the high 10 teens, you know, 10, 18, 10, 19. And that was a signal they couldn't get them any lower. And then they're going to come in and chase them up. And that's exactly what we saw in my eyes, is they chased them up. And you saw, I mean, buyers were just coming out of everywhere and they had to jump in. And there was really no reason to have that type of a rally yesterday. And we're getting a little bit of follow through. I think some are that didn't get in yesterday are buying back today. But, you know, we're relatively moderate here and still well away from yesterday's highs. So I think that's something to take a look at.
How much did the end of the month come into play there?
You know, I don't think it came into play much at all. I really look at it more from a speculating trading standpoint, and that looked purely like just a straight up, like, I'm stuck, I need to get out, and maybe I'm getting the old tap on the shoulder from the firm saying, hey, your position is too big, you need to close it. And that does happen quite a bit in this industry. You guys get a little bit too large, and of course the clearing firm says, hey, you need to close that position, and that's exactly the kind of action you end up getting when that happens.
Interesting market action. It'll be fascinating to see how we open up with a clean slate in a new trading month here today, now that we're into the first trading day of March. Our guest is Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. We're going to have a whole lot more with Todd when we come back right after these messages. Commodity Wrap, I'm Arlen Bowling. Zach Troutman is running the board for us today. We go back to the phones, talk with Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. So given the market gyrations that we saw in the grain trade yesterday, Todd, what does that do technically to our grain market picture now?
Well, I think that you saw, I think 380 is the upper level right now in corn, in May corn. I'm bullish, and I'm looking for a spot to buy more, but I think that will probably put a little bit of a crimp in it. I think probably 455 or so is an upper limit in wheat, and I think in soybeans, I think you're looking at probably, you know, right around here, 1050. You know, 1060 would be as far as I could see him going here. Again, I'm looking for some tests of some lower numbers, but you know, if they do break out, you know, if they form new patterns here, then certainly we could change that. I mean, the long term is I'm bullish. I'm looking to buy. I think it's going to be a great year for farmers and producers overall. But I do think we did get a little bit ahead of ourselves yesterday.
Now, when you throw these prices out there, are you talking about the May contracts or what?
I'm talking about May. I'm looking at the charts. I'm looking at May, and yes, that is exactly what I'm looking at when I talk to you about these numbers. I think they're fairly solid, and you know, I think that's what we want to see. Like I said, 380. We got the 386 yesterday in corn, but I think 380 was really the number. That was the last minute push there, and of course, you know, now we're at 376. So we'll see where we go from here.
Well, as we mentioned, we're in delivery mode in the March contracts. What kind of deliveries are we looking at in the grains?
I think that I think everybody's going to be, you know, fairly okay, and I don't see much of a problem here. I think that things will, you know, work their way forward, and you know, I don't think we'll be I don't think there'll be a lot of with the move. I don't think there'll be a lot of storing right now. I think there'll be a lot that'll be taken and gone.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about the value of the dollar overnight. We saw a pretty big switch upward, maybe after that speech last night. So we're up about 400 and some points, I believe, on the dollar index value this morning. And I see where the crude oil market is firming up again. It sold off yesterday a little while, but right now up about 15, 20 points or so. So what's your outlook on these outside markets here and their possible influence here?
Well, I mean, the dollar is up back at 102, which I'm surprised, but I'm a seller at this 102 level. I think that you're seeing a pretty big rise in interest rates right now based on what's going on in the bond markets. And I think that you're going to see this reverse here, and that's what, you know, kind of what I'm playing for. But the speech was, you know, very positive to the dollar. I had a lot of information that indicated we're in good shape. So I think we're seeing some of that reaction right now with the markets higher. Crude made a very dramatic move yesterday back from way down to actually getting positive on the day. But again, as long as it's below 55, I'm going to continue to stay short and look for spots to sell it. I do not see this going higher. And of course, we've got the report coming out this morning at 9:30 on supplies, and I'm sure it'll be another build. I think it's being more or less artificially held up here. Certainly, if you look at the strength of the dollar, you wouldn't expect oil to be higher. And gold is really taking it on the chin right now, which makes quite a bit of sense.
Do you think the trade is looking forward yet to the upcoming March crop production and supply and demand reports? They'll be out on the 9th of March.
Again, I'm not a big believer in all that. I'm more of a price guy, and I think that you know, we'll get a better idea what their expectations are in the next couple of days as we start to trade into that. And I think if we watch the order flow and the money flow, you know, the next couple of days, you'll see what the street has priced into that report. Because, you know, in today's world, we can kind of get a pretty accurate assumption of what that number is going to be coming in. So I think we'll get a much better feel. And I would think that number will be actually, if I were to guess, I'd say that number might be a little bit bearish first, which would actually tie in perfectly with what I'm looking to do and see a little sell so I could buy.
Are you back to being a bull on the cattle market now?
No. I think that the cattle markets are well overdone. I think that if you look out into, you know, the future, I mean, if we look at the fat cattle, I mean, we're 117, 107 down to 102. We're in pretty bad backwardation there, and I would think that's going to play out. I think that we're, you know, I thought 116 would be the high in the April FATS, and of course we're at 117 or almost 118. I think we're going to really test that lower end. I think you had a little bit of a push there, and I think if you look at the feeders, you know, they're a little, I think they're a little bit more bullish, but I think overall, I think feeders also are going to go, you know, lower as well. I'm looking for, you know, 110 or so in the April FATS, and I'm looking for about 118 in the feeders. And I think that they will, I think we'll see those numbers, but again, they don't make it easy. And I think as far as your farmers and producers, I think you're going to be fine. I think they're going to be, you know, okay. I think we'll have some good action later, but again, I'm looking more down the road, out a little in time. I think there's going to be some selling in the near term here.
Todd, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much. Todd Bubba Horowitz has a terrific website that you need to check out. Just go to bubbatrading.com. All kinds of marketing information on there, educational stuff, too. You want to check it out. All right, we're going to...
Of course, you understand what I was saying about the short squeeze that I think is coming. I think that the euphoric markets that we're seeing right now, the overall major, major euphoria has really just taken over. But again, I would look at this all as really just one big selling opportunity. And it's not that I'm bearish longer term. It's that when markets seem intend to get overdone, which I think we're seeing right now, I think that's when you look to take advantage and use the other side of the market, because they do get overdone to both sides. And of course, if we take care of business, then we are on the right side of the wrong side. So, you know, it's always great and interesting, but always enjoy taking care of and talking to Rural Ray Radio as well as RFD TV. And I'm going to step out of here for a break. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Remember, libertytalk.fm. Get you all the content you need just in general, but also that's where you download the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge. And, of course, BubbaTrading.com is where you go and you download Bubba's Bottom Line, as well as all the other educational things we do there. And, of course, we're always trying to help you become a better investor and trader. This is the Bubba Show. Top of boards. I'll be right back after the break. Bubba Show. March Madness, a couple of weeks away. That'll be exciting. But in the meantime, I think that the Trump man is also exciting. I think that a lot of his plans, a lot of his ideas are potentially resonating throughout. And how can you not like somebody who wants to take care of the military? You know, I thought his reach out to many of the people on his speech, but especially Owens' wife, you know, obviously very emotional moment. But I mean, here's a guy that understands that, you know, if you build the biggest and best army, the biggest and best military, you probably won't have to use them. Okay. And I think that's been some of the things that have been lost over the last, you know, again, we'll go 20, 25 years, whatever. The show of force, you know, it's like the old story about the New York Yankees, you know, the uniform of the Yankee, to be a Yankee. Why did they win so much? Because you couldn't stop staring at the uniform. And of course, what made the United States of America the greatest place is that people didn't want to screw with us because we were the biggest, the baddest, and the best. And we were there to knock things out of whack. You know, if somebody stepped out of line, we were there to take care of business. And I think that is what we've gotten away from. And I think that's why you see so many more people trying to muscle the United States. And a big cause and a big problem of that is the left. It is the, you know, what President Obama did. He did not want to be in the military. He did not want to have a strong military. It's the Pelosi's and Schumer's that continuing to want to do things backwards. All right. And it's, again, if you think about it, is Nancy Pelosi, is she the best they could put together to put out there? And of course, now you've got Perez and Ellison now, you know, as leaders as well. Is this the best they can do? I mean, they're making a stand, and you may agree with them. And again, I'm not telling that you shouldn't agree with who they are. If that's your, if that's what you prefer and that's your style, hey, I don't tell anybody who to vote for or what they should think. I'm just telling you what I think and the way I see it. And the way I see it is that we have seen constant destruction in this country. The continued beatdown of the very people that make this country successful. And the continuing of giving away hard-earned money and having to have the desperate need to create an inflationary scenario so that they can actually pay back the money that they borrowed is tragic. Because, you know, when we go back in history and we look, you know, it was the 1800s when the farmers were king. Now, again, we know that technology changed that. But if you do not allow business to prosper, if you do not allow individuals to prosper, what are you really doing and what are you really saying? And that is what I think we've seen from the left over the years, is the continuing of the beatdown of the hope. You know, as Americans, one thing you had is America. People come to America because you have dreams, you have hope. You know, when you lose the ability to have hope, you might as well just go crawl in a corner. Because without hope, without being able to dream, you have nothing. You know, people dream about winning the lottery. People dream about doing a million things. But entrepreneurs dream, you know, who's going to be the next Bill Gates, the next Steve Jobs. And the Democrats don't want to give those opportunities. They don't want the next Steve Jobs. They don't want the next Bill Gates. And that's the problem when you continue to build too big of a government and government has too much control. You know, the old quote from Ronald Reagan, "I'm here from the government, I'm here to help," is when you start to run the other way, right? I mean, we Americans grew up with freedom. Now, we didn't all have freedom. Obviously, there's been issues throughout the world. I mean, obviously, you go back to, you know, women and African Americans. But I mean, we progressed always. And the main goal was always the freedom to do something and the freedom to create your own life. And when you take away that freedom, what you're creating is a bunch of robots that can't do anything. And that is where I believe that Donald Trump, President Trump, has said, we need to have an environment that allows everybody to have the opportunity. Listen, everybody is not going to be successful. It's just, you know, there's failures. But even those that are successful have many failures along the line of trying to become a success. And that's fine. You know, one of the beautiful things in life is the ability to fail and come back. Every time you fail, you should learn something from that failure to make you better. Do you think that Apple became Apple overnight? I mean, their first run of stuff in the late 70s, early 80s was not that good. They weren't the Apple that you have today. So now, you know, you look and you have to allow business to grow and to succeed. And you look at the companies that are on now. Now we're, you know, we've got Snap now. Now, I don't think they're going to make it, my personal opinion. But in the meantime, they have an opportunity. And now they have an opportunity, but they're going to be billionaires. Because with the IPO today, they have now become instant billionaires. And you know, not that they weren't already rich, because of course they do a lot of stuff in what they call the dark pools. But in the meantime, now, if you continue to try to take away that opportunity from people and you overregulate the world, you end up with nothing. And you're going to put yourself in a position. So Donald Trump is saying, hey, we want to create, we want to build, we want to help seed these entrepreneurs and make things that, because what does a good entrepreneur bring? They bring something good to everybody. Again, if you just look at a company, you know, small business, they pay higher wages. They typically give better benefits because they're competing. And that goes back to the competition. That goes back to now bringing insurance across state lines. You know, everything that we've seen done that has been to put a negative effect on business, Donald Trump is trying to change that. And I couldn't be happier about that, because entrepreneurs, small business, the opportunity to do something that nobody else can do, that's why you're in America. That's the benefit, one of the many benefits of being an American. You have the ability to do something that you, that nobody else can do. You have the ability to become as rich as you can. And what is wrong with that? What is wrong with a little free markets and capitalism? You know, that just rewards somebody for working harder. And, you know, that's what hard work is about. It's about an American. God bless the United States of America. And I just hope that we get it right now and get back on track. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. I appreciate you being here. As always, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. And, of course, it's libertytalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show as well as The Sporting Edge. And, of course, that is hosted by Xander now. And we're excited about that. We're having a lot of fun. And, of course, BubbaTrading.com gets you a lot of information, plus my new Bubba's Bottom Line podcast. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll see you later. Everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.